15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is that Shakespeare?
Nope, it's Geico.
Yeah, that's Shakespeare from one of his unpublished works. Oh, it be not for awakening. Nay, giveth thou the berries. For 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
No, it's from Geico, because they help save people money.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Geico got it from Shakespeare.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Welcome to the Gifts for Glory podcast, where we celebrate and promote men and women using their gifts for God's glory. Know someone who is making an impact for God's kingdom using their gifts, talents, and passions? We'd love to meet them. Send us an email at podcast@giftsforglory.com. That's podcast@giftsglory.com. And now here is our host, Dave Ebert.
Hello, friends and neighbors, and welcome to the latest edition of the Gifts for Glory podcast. I'm Dave Ebert. And I'm really grateful and excited to share this new episode. Really, some great things are happening in Christian media. You've heard about the success of The Chosen, of Vindication. There's Pure Flix, there's 24 Flix. There's the Creative Motion Network, where you can find my improv team, Wellverse Comedy, on there with a couple different shows. Christian media is really taking a lot of steps forward, and we've got another giant step forward happening in 2021 with the launch of PAX TV. And our interview today is with Nick Schroeder. He's the chairman and the CEO of PAX TV, which is a forthcoming free streaming television service that is, quote, entertainment you can trust. PAX TV has a scheduled launch date at pax-tv.com coming up in January. And they're going to have some amazing content for all ages. It's all safe and all worthy. If you think about it, think about Philippians 4:8. And that's the kind of programming that they're going to have streaming at PAX TV. And they're also going to have some on-demand services and other premium options available as well. But the main streaming service is going to be free of charge at pax-tv.com. So be sure to mark that website. And also check out PAX TV on Facebook and Instagram at PAX Television. Nick's going to join us and tell us all about PAX TV and PAX Regnum, which is the PAX TV original production scheduled to be in production very soon. It's a huge undertaking. They've got like five seasons already written, ready to produce. It's going to be a great show, and we'll tell you all about that during this interview. So be sure to follow, like, share PAX TV. They're at PAX Television on Facebook and Instagram, and also find the website pax-tv.com. So as we jump in, we're going to jump into the Devotions with Dave segment here. We are still working our way through some ideas about hope. And as we talk about hope, I wanted to dive into the book of Revelation, which in many ways, the book of Revelation has a lot of things to be leery about, a lot of things that maybe keep your eyes open, your heart open, and just kind of be prepared for. But in Revelation chapter 21, we see the hope. We see what is to come for the Christians who have called on the name of Jesus, who have repented of their sin, and who are now saved and have received the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. And here's the hope: that no matter how bad things get in this life, no matter how bad things get on this earth, there's something to look forward to. And it happens in Revelation 21, starting with verse 1. And Revelation 21, verse 1 starts with, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, 'Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever.' And the one sitting on the throne said, 'Look, I am making everything new.' And then he said to me, 'Write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true.' And he also said, It is finished. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the springs of the water of life. All who are victorious will inherit all these blessings, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. So that's the hope that we're looking for. That's the eternal hope. That's the new Jerusalem coming down like a beautifully dressed bride, coming down to earth as the new earth and the new heavens are created. Because God is going to make everything new. And verse 4, everyone quotes this as a hopeful verse, and I hope that you'll take the hope that's in this. Verse 4, He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever. And when God says forever, He means forever. He means for eternity. He means forever. So if we cling to God, if we accept Jesus as our Savior, if we hang on to the hem of His garment, if we seek Him with all we have, then we'll be saved. And we'll see that day where God Himself will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever. That's the promise. That's the beauty. That's the hope. That's the hope that is in believing in the name of Jesus Christ, believing in the Savior, Jesus Christ, calling Him Savior, believing in your heart that He died and rose again under the power of the Holy Spirit to free us from the debt of sin, because the wages of sin is death. Now, we could take and try to pay that debt, and we're not going to even come close. Or we can accept the fact that it's already been paid by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And then we can look forward to that day when there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. I mean, in the year 2020, in many ways, we've all experienced some of that. Many of us have lost a loved one, whether it's due to the virus or to other circumstances. Many of us have had sorrow because of things that we've missed, because things are shut down, or because of family members we can't see. We've all had crying and pain because of the effects that this virus has had, whether it's been direct or indirect, or just seeing other people who are suffering. We've all experienced that this year in different measures, but I think it's all touched us in these ways. But God promises us that all those things will be gone forever on the day that the new Jerusalem comes down from heaven and God makes His living place with us once again. That's the hope. Is it easy? No. If it were easy, Jesus wouldn't have had to die. That's why Jesus warns us that we will face trouble. He tells us in Luke 9:23 that if we want to follow Him, if we want to come after Him, we need to pick up our cross and follow Him. And picking up our cross is not wearing a crucifix on our neck. This is literally being willing to die for the cause of Christ. It's being willing to sacrifice ourselves for the betterment of the kingdom. And if we're willing to go that way, if we're willing to truly follow Jesus to the cross, then the hope that awaits us, it's unspeakable. Because there will be no more sorrow or crying or pain or death. How beautiful is that? No more dying. No more funerals. No more fear of death. We'll be free. And that is the hope we have in Jesus Christ. And that's the hope I hope you have. And if you don't have it, stop waiting. Accepting Jesus Christ is not going to make your life easy. It's not going to give you a free pass in life. In many ways, it's going to make your life harder and more challenging because you have a bullseye on you. But you'll have that hope. You'll have that anchor in the storm, knowing that there will be a day where there's no more death or sorrow or pain or crying. Those days are coming to an end. The only question that remains is, where will you be when it ends? Will you be part of God's kingdom where it ends? or will you have chosen the other kingdom where it will never end? That's the question before you. Do you want the hope, or don't you? Yes or no? Are you willing? Yes or no? I hope the answer is yes. So Revelation 21, that's the hope as we get to the end times. And I hope that you have that hope. And if you don't, contact us. We'd love to chat with you about it. We'd love to answer any questions. And if I don't have the answer to your questions, guess what? I'm going to look them up. I'm going to find them for you. And we'll find them together. But don't risk being on the wrong side of eternity. Find that hope and find it today. So that was our Devotions with Dave segment. I hope that was an encouragement to you, and I hope that you have that hope. Now let's get on to our interview as we talk to Nick Schroeder, the chairman and CEO of PAX TV. It's a forthcoming free streaming television service available at pax-tv.com, or you can find out more information on their Facebook or Instagram pages at PAX Television. And PAX is P-A-X, so at PAX, P-A-X, Television, all spelled out. So here's an interview with Nick Schroeder on the Gifts for Glory podcast, where we celebrate and promote men and women using their gifts for God's glory. I'm really excited to bring this next guest on. He's the CEO of PAX TV. It's going to be a new online streaming service with some really great programming. You can follow him on Facebook at PAX Television or Instagram at PAX Television. The website is pax-tv.com. Without further ado, I want to bring on Nick Schroeder, the CEO of PAX TV. Nick, welcome to the program.
Hello, sir. Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
And we're really excited because there's a lot of faith-based and openly Christian streaming services and television productions, PureFlix, everyone knows about, but some of the other ones that are just getting started. We want to make sure that we help promote those as well to give families alternatives to what is available, because a lot of families think all they have is Netflix or nothing, but PAX TV coming with 24flix, with Creative Motion Network on Roku. It's really exciting to see so many going out there and really making an effort to make sure families have an option. So tell us a little bit about PAX TV and where they can find it and what they're going to find.
Yeah. So I agree with you 100%. You know, our heart really is evangelism, and that's what we're all about. So yes, we are a network for believers, because our content is going to be, very strictly part of our content policy is that it's clean, it's family friendly, it's inspirational, it's uplifting, and we're not going to compromise. But what's going to set us apart is that we're really targeting the unsaved. We want to have original programming, original films, original television shows that anybody is going to want to watch. They're going to be entertaining. They're going to be dynamic. They're going to be interesting. But at the same time, like I said, we will not compromise. So we're not going to throw stuff in there to appease a secular audience. We're not going to shy away from, you know, the name of Jesus Christ or us being who we are. And so our belief is that, yeah, we're going to have a Christian audience, but we're going to have a wide range of people who don't believe. And by being exposed to our content, being exposed to our channel, they're going to find their way to Christ. They're going to find their way to answers that they've been looking for, answers that they've been wondering about.
So is it exclusively going to be online through the website, or what platforms can people find programming?
Our platform is going to be our website, but we also have an app. So they can download the app on, you know, any mobile device, smartphone, tablet will be available on Roku, so they can watch it on their TV. But literally, we're going to be streaming worldwide. Anywhere in the world that you have access to a smartphone or a Roku device, you can download the app and you can watch our streaming network, and you can have access to our VOD in our library as well.
Do you have actual, like, a live streaming schedule as well as on-demand service?
Absolutely, yep. So we're going to have 24/7 streaming, so it'll just be like any cable channel. We'll have shows air at a specific time on a specific day, and then once they air, they'll be available in our library, VOD. And so what we're doing is we're setting it up as a partnership program is what we're calling it, because we really want people to get behind us and support what we're doing. And by partnering with us, you'll make it possible for us to do what we're doing. And by partnering with us, you'll have full access to our content if you pay monthly for that service. Now, if you don't pay monthly, you can still have access to our library, but that would be pay-per-view. You know, you can download specific episodes, you can download specific films. So our streaming content is free. So our streaming channel 24/7 will be free to anybody. So you log on, you can watch it just like any cable channel, any network. You can watch whatever happens to be on at that time slot.
Wow, that's awesome. You're not going to exclude anybody for budgetary reasons, or you're also going to open up the door to those that maybe are curious and they want to sample what's available, and they can stream it for free. And then if they want a little bit of the extras, then that's where they may have to pay for a service.
Exactly, yeah. And so our heart, obviously, is that those who need it the most can see it for free. And so there's people in other countries, if there's people here in the U.S. and North America who don't want to pay the subscription fee every month, they can still log on any time of the day and watch what we have currently streaming. And if they have a favorite show that they know it airs at, let's say, Thursday, 7 p.m., they just log on Thursday, 7 p.m. and watch it for free. The only difference with the subscription-based is that you have access to all of our content whenever you want it, to watch it at a certain time. It's just their video on demand.
We want to talk definitely a little bit more about PAX TV and also PAX Regnum, which you told me right before we went on air. What does Regnum mean?
So Regnum means kingdom. PAX is peace. So it's Latin for kingdom of peace.
Nice. So we're definitely going to dive into that. But I wanted people to get to know you a little bit better, as much as you're comfortable sharing. How did you become a Christian, and how did you find Christ in your journey? So as much as you're comfortable sharing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, you know, long story, I'll try to be as brief as I can, give you the full picture. But I grew up, you know, a believer. I grew up in the church, Lutheran church. I'm from Minnesota, so Lutheran church is very predominant up here, you know, in Minnesota and Midwest. Grew up Lutheran. I always believed, but I never really had a relationship with God. I never really knew what that meant. I don't know that there was ever a time in my life that I didn't believe in Christ. But again, the relationship was not there. The understanding was not there. The biblical knowledge was not there. And when I was 19, I randomly went on a casting call and got into acting, kind of modeling, which I had always wanted to do my whole life, but never was exposed to it. And when I was 19, through a random casting call that I went on, God really opened the door to that world and took me in that direction. And things happened pretty quickly at that point. I went to New York and did some things, and had a manager in New York, a manager in Los Angeles that wanted to work with me. Well, I had no interest in New York. You know, I was like all about Hollywood. I was I want to be in the movies kind of thing. And so I had my heart set. I was going to Los Angeles. I was ready to move. Right at the exact same time, my parents got divorced and my mom was moving down to Florida because we've got some family down there. So I was like, okay, mom, I'll move you down to Florida. And got in the car, drove down with her to Florida. Just so happens that my cousin was living in Florida at the same time. And she's about, I think, 15 years older than me, I want to say. So never really knew her, wasn't really ever in my life. But she happened to be in Sarasota, Florida, at the same time I was coming down there. And she had been in ministry for the last 17 years. Like, since the time she got married, she was in ministry. Well, at that period in her life, the Lord told her to go into acting and performing, because she's an incredibly talented actor, singer, songwriter. And she said, hey, Nick, why don't you check out this actor's studio with me as long as you're down here? I did. It was like God told me, this is where you're supposed to be. You're not going to LA. And so I ended up going down to Florida instead, and spent about a year and a half down there. And I was able to have that time with my cousin. We had to drive an hour and a half one way to acting class every night. And so I would be in the car with her for 3 hours, and she'd just be ministering to me, and she'd be mentoring me. And it was a really incredible time in my life when God started to show me who he really was. And that's when a relationship really started to develop with him. And long story short, I did that for a while. I was going to give up on it and say, I'm going to go back to Minnesota and take over the family business. ended up booking a pilot while I was up here that brought me back to Florida and then eventually to Los Angeles, where I moved out to LA. I spent 8 years out there, but as soon as I got out to LA, I got involved with a ministry called the Eastern Sky Theater Company, and they had just started, and they were doing a little play that we thought might run for a weekend or 2 weekends. Well, it ended up running. I was involved with it for 7 years while I was out there.
Wow.
We had 1,000 salvations, recorded salvations from that. And then that play, they ended up making into a TV movie, which has now been seen by over 1 billion people, I think, or 1 billion downloads it's had.
Wow.
So God really, the funny enough that, you know, God took me to Los Angeles to grow my relationship with him, you know? And so it was out there that I really got surrounded by just incredible people, strong mentors, talented people in the industry. And so I was able to learn from them and grow from them while I was out there, and ended up going into full-time ministry for about a year and a half out there as well. So it's been a wild ride. You know, I wish I could say that it was a, fairy tale story, but I definitely went through my hard times. I went through, you know, wanting to do my own thing, not wanting to listen. You know, I had my stumbling blocks and my downfalls and my struggles. You know, like Paul said, we're all sinners, and of which I'm the worst. And I can definitely, definitely relate to him in that. But God's grace, when I look back, God's grace on my life has just been ridiculous. And, you know, when he's got a call on your life, he's faithful to see it through. And even if you push back, even if you run away, he's patient. He's got all the time in the world, you know, for us to come back. And he's been really good in that respect. And it's kind of awe-inspiring to look back on, you know, what I've been through in my path and where he's taken me today.
So going back, what was the name of the production with Eastern Sky that maybe people have heard of and or not heard of that may want to check it out?
Yeah, so it's called The Last Appeal, and it followed, I believe, five guys. I can't remember the number now. Five guys on death row, and so it faces, you know, forgiveness and redemption and life and death, and a very powerful script. We had a lot of amazing actors involved in that production. A lot of them were, you know, working actors in Hollywood, and all volunteer based. They were just doing it for the Lord. And man, we would take that production anywhere anybody would have us, and we would go into not prison camps, but what's the word for, they're like adolescents, like teenagers,
like juvenile facilities.
Juvenile facilities. Yeah, we'd go into like boys and girls camps, juvenile facilities. Sometimes, man, we'd get 100% salvation. The guards would be coming up at the end for an altar call. I mean, it was just incredible what God was doing with that play. And right before I moved back, I moved back to Minnesota 5 years ago. Right before I moved back, they filmed it for a TV movie, and I was able to be involved in a very small role, but I was able to be involved in that. And then that has since gone around the world. It first aired on Daystar Network.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure who has it now as far as distribution. I would love to have it on PAX TV. And so we're going to look into having it available on our channel as well.
So now you're still in the industry. God took you on a different path than you expected. You started in Florida, but you did make it to LA. Now you're back home in Minnesota. At what point in this journey did you start getting the idea of, let's put everything together into creating our own network?
Yeah, so really that was just God found me. I mean, I was back here doing something pretty different, actually. I've started a couple businesses up here, and I was in real estate investing, and I always knew like this wasn't the end game. I'm like, well, Lord, what am I doing? Because I know this isn't my call. You know, I don't want to be here. I want to be in production. I want to be doing something creative. I want to make movies. And I always felt in my spirit, he said, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm doing this now, you know? And then my prayer was, well, Lord, if I'm not going to be involved in the media or in production anymore, let me fund it. And so that was always my prayer. I would pray over my, you know, businesses. I would pray over my investing. And I was like, if I ever have the money, I want to be able to I want to be able to fund ministries. I want to be able to fund, you know, media projects. And that was my prayer, and that was my heart. But about 4 months ago, God just opened the door and connected me with a man named John Hammond, who actually lives in London. And he is the creator of this whole thing. He's the creator of Pax Regnum. He's the creator of Pax TV, and he's the visionary. And I got connected with him again through a random email that somebody forwarded me, and they said, hey, you might be interested in this project. And I reached out to him, and we got to know each other a little bit just over Zoom. And he got to know me and my past and my history. And about a week later, he Zoomed me again. He called me up and he's like, hey, I think you're supposed to be involved with this project. You know, I think you need to be involved. And then that just grew into now me being, you know, the position that I have. And it's pretty incredible what's happened over the last few months and watching God work in how he's brought it all together and the people that he's brought on board. It's really kind of awe-inspiring sometimes when you look at it and you go, I don't get this. How in the world is this going to happen? And then the next day, oh, okay, that's how it's going to happen. You know, you get a phone call or the door just opens and God's like, yeah, I already thought of that. You know, don't worry about it. So it's been a cool journey.
Absolutely. And God is funny about that. He'll show you the door before he tells you how it's actually going to open for you.
Yeah.
And you just got to walk up and reach out for the handle. And then you realize, oh, wait, it's already open. So it's really
cool. Absolutely. And, you know, I've been looking back over, you know, journal entries and notes, you know, over even like the last 15 years. And I'm looking at what I wrote down and like things that God told me. And it's like, I'm watching it happen and I'm watching it unfold right now. And it's amazing. And even things that I forgot about, you know, and things I never thought would come to fruition, or, oh, that's over, that door's closed, I missed it. Now he's doing it in my life. So it's really incredible, you know, to see God's plan actually happening, you know, and it's incredible.
And when you go on these walks with the Lord and he takes you on these incredible journeys, you kind of look back and you feel like God is just standing there like Johnny Bravo, like, I love it when things come together, you know, just like,
yeah,
like, God, you did it. It's really a fun thing to watch.
It is. And it's always, I don't know if humbling is the right word, but it's always like, even if you know it, it's always like, yeah, it's not about me. You know, I just have to get out of the way and let God do what he's going to do.
Absolutely. So you guys are now working on probably the biggest production to date for PAX, and that's PAX Regnum. I know that you just recently went through casting. Can you give us an update and what we can expect from this show and a release date or any idea of when it will be released?
So a release date is not going to be for a while. We're looking at 2022 for that, but the production is starting in June of 2021. And so more specifically about Pax Regnum is a historical drama, and it's based on historical fact. It's based on archaeology, and obviously it's based on the scriptures in the New Testament. And it takes place from 36 BC through the book of Revelation, so through about 96 AD. And what it does, and what's so unique and so cool about it, is it focuses on some of the most famous and influential people in history and their perspective of what's happening. And this is a time in the world when it literally was changing like never before. We have the rise and the fall of the Roman Empire. And in the middle of this, Christ comes to earth and he walks out his ministry. And we see these little glimpses in the New Testament sometimes. And we have these Bible stories, but we have no context. We don't understand that there's a whole world that's happening around this. And so now we get to experience that from the eyes of people on the outside. And they hear about this Christ. They know about Jesus. They know about the disciples. They know about what's happening. And they write it in letters. There's secular writers who write about this. There's people who know about what's going on in Jerusalem and in these areas. And so we get to see that from a historical perspective, which is really cool. And, you know, there's things in the New Testament, like, you know, when Paul in Romans, I believe it was Romans 13, I want to say, and I'm sorry if I'm wrong on that, but he does this whole list of names at the end of the book. Mm. So why is that in there? Like, who are these people? And he's sending an open letter to Rome. It's like, Christians are being persecuted in Rome. You just gave them a hit list of believers.
Yeah.
You know, like, what is this for? And what we dive into, okay, who are these people? Why would Paul have done that? You know, and there's whole episodes on backstory and what's happening. And it's just, it's every time I talk to John about an episode, I just get goosebumps. I get chills because it's unreal. The research that has gone into this, he's done research for the last 7 years. It's awesome. And I think it's going to affect people in a way that no project really ever has, because it's not just another Bible story. It's something that people are really going to want to watch. It's got the historical accuracy of like the Rome series made for a Game of Thrones generation, you know? And so people are really going to want to watch it just because it's a cool show. But at the same time, they're getting truth, they're getting historical fact, and they're going to be learning about the gospel of Christ in the middle of it. So we're really excited about this series.
And with that, you know, as you're talking, I'm kind of thinking about the movie that came out 4, maybe 5 years ago, Risen, which yes. was kind of like the Roman perspective of the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ. And it adds that context where, like you said, sometimes we can actually get kind of gospel calloused, where we're like, okay, that's the gospel, that's the story. But now if you tell it from a different perspective with historical context, it becomes even more real. And I think that is beneficial not only to non-believers who are skeptical, but also to believers that have kind of gotten that gospel callous, where they've heard it so many times that they almost take it for granted.
Exactly, exactly. And Risen is a good example. And, you know, with Risen, they focused on one person. They focused on that one Roman centurion. But we're going to do that with multiple people throughout history. And, you know, it's going to be incredible. Like, for example, Cornelius, you know, who was the Roman soldier who was a believer. He got saved and his whole household got saved. Well, we actually follow him over 20 years. You know, how did he become who he became? How did he have the position he had in the Roman army? You know, how did he first hear about Jesus and see about Jesus? I mean, it's just, it's an incredible kind of a depth that these stories go into, and we get to follow people over some characters over generations and see what they did. For example, you know, Simon of Cyrene, when he carried Jesus' cross, well, he just happened to be there because he was there for the holy day. Him and his family just were walking through a crowd, and he just happened to be highlighted, and it changed his entire life forever. And his family would have seen that. His son would have seen that. His son was Rufus. Well, Rufus ended up becoming a massive leader of the church in Rome because he just happened to be there on the day Jesus was being crucified. His dad carried the cross and they witnessed the crucifixion. I mean, so it's these stories are incredible, and we get to expand on it. We get to make this real. I mean, these were real people who their lives were radically, immensely changed by just coming into contact with Jesus, you know. Mm-hmm. We get that example through this show, and I think it's really going to open people's eyes in like I said, in a way that they've never really been presented with these stories before.
And how much, obviously the dialogue is completely created because you can't record that dialogue from that back then, but how much is going to be factual evidence-based and how much is going to be creative license based on what you know about the culture?
Yeah, so there obviously is going to be creative license with a lot of these characters, but it's based on reasonable deduction based on what we know. So we're going to go primarily off of the scriptures, primarily off of then historical writing, then archaeology, things that have been discovered. So we know that this is factual, you know, whether it be kings, whether it be locations, things like that. And basing it on historical writings, secular writings about these people, and information that we know, then we can kind of fill in the gaps and take some creative licensing there to say, okay, well, we know A, we know C, what's B? You know, how did they get from A to C? And as far as Jesus goes, we are not going to have him say anything that's not recorded in scripture.
More of the Gifts for Glory podcast in just a moment. Our host, Dave Ebert, is now accepting bookings for your next event. Dave specializes in improv coaching to improve self-esteem, team camaraderie, communication, creativity, and developing your own unique voice. Improv is an amazing tool to learn how to listen actively, respond appropriately, and communicate more efficiently, all while having an absolute blast. For churches and ministries, ask about our Improv Your Witness workshop, designed to get you out of your own way when sharing the gospel and your testimony. For information, contact booking at giftsforglory.com. Booking at gifts, the number 4, glory.com. Booking at giftsforglory.com. We'll be back with more of this amazing conversation next on the Gifts for Glory podcast, where we celebrate and promote men and women using their gifts for God's glory.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As far as Jesus goes, we are not going to have him say anything that's not recorded in Scripture. So we're not paraphrasing his stuff. We're not adding anything. We don't feel that that's our place, and we're not playing around with that at all. So anything that Jesus actually says, when we focus on his life and the time that he's here on earth, is only recorded in Scripture. The other characters, the other people, we take some liberties there.
So to cover such a long length of time from 36 BC to the end of Revelation, you're thinking multiple seasons. What length are you thinking for the entire series?
Yeah, so right now we have 48 episodes over 4 seasons. We've got each episode being 1 to 2 hours long. So it's a pretty massive undertaking. But there's also enough information there and enough time with these episodes that we could stretch it out even to a fifth season if we feel necessary, and if the finances are there, because this is a massive budget project. So it kind of depends on where we're at moving forward, but right now we've got 48 episodes.
Wow. So that is a massive undertaking, and that's only a piece of what PAX TV is going to be about. It's going to be a huge piece. But what are some of the other things that people will be able to find once PAX TV launches?
Yeah, so PAX TV is we have an analogy that PAX TV is the bow and PAX Regnum is the arrow. So PAX TV is going to launch PAX Regnum into the world and pierce the hearts of people. And John, you know, he came up with PAX Regnum, well, years and years ago. But he said, okay, well, how do we get this out to the world? Well, we need a platform. We need to have control over it. You know, this isn't something that we're going to sell to HBO or sell to a network, because we need to have total control over what it is, how we say it. You know, this is an evangelical tool that we can't really put in the hands of anyone else. And so in order to do that, we're creating basically an entire platform beforehand. And so what PAX TV is going to be is it's going to be a network, an entertainment network. And we're going to have all kinds of stuff on there. We're going to have sports. We're going to have drama. We're going to have talk shows. We're going to have children's shows. We're going to have feature films. And so really it's going to be like any other, you know, cable network that you would see. But again, it's going to be family friendly. It's going to be safe content that you don't have to worry about. Our tagline is entertainment you can trust. So you know that when you go to PAX TV, you don't have to worry about what you're watching. You don't have to worry about seeing something you don't want to see, hearing something you don't want to hear. And you really don't have to worry about your kids seeing anything on there either, because there's nothing that's inappropriate for any age.
Yeah. And again, it's just showing that there's a huge shift, because there's now a demand for that. I think that there are plenty of families that are tired of seeing everything goes further and further, trying to push the limits. So now there's a hunger to see a shift and see something different. So I think PAX TV, and because it is an evangelical tool, it's God's timing for it to start coming together. What is the time frame for when people can start subscribing and start watching on PAX TV?
So PAX TV is going to go live in January 2021. So people right now, you can start following us, you know, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram. You're going to stay up to date with announcements, people coming on board, new shows that we're producing, new shows that we've acquired. So they can kind of stay in tune that way of what's happening with PAX. And we're also going to be, you know, doing things along the way, like giveaways, announcements, things like that leading up to our launch. So definitely, you know, follow us on social media. That's going to be the best way to stay in touch with us. And then the big launch is going to happen in January.
So outside of fundraising, which I know is a huge undertaking, what's the biggest challenge of putting this platform together and making sure it's ready?
The biggest challenge is really staying true to what our vision is and trying to mold it into exactly what we want it to be. And that being said, there's no shortage of content, you know, necessarily that we can find, but is it right for our channel? And so I think that's kind of been the challenge for us of being like, okay, well, we know what we want to be and we don't want to be this. So, you know, yes, we can have this content or we can have all this, these things on here, but we need to stay away from that. And we need to stay true to our vision and what God's shown us. And so I'd say that right now that's our challenge of really having to say no to certain things and really staying true to the path that God has us on.
Yeah, because even though, you know, PureFlix is obviously a Christian, there's sometimes I'm watching like, I don't know if that fits with what PureFlix really wants. And I don't say that to disparage, but if I'm somebody that's wanting family friendly, I want that guarantee that if my kid just grabs a remote and just flips through, what they see is not going to bring up questions or things that I'm not ready to talk to them about yet.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, and that's what we're all about really is it's, we want to be entertaining. We want to be relevant. That's the most important thing. We want to be relevant. But we don't want to compromise. And the biggest thing that I can't stand and it makes me cringe, you know, in Christian media is that it really is, it's kind of a joke in the United States, you know, and people watch it who aren't believers and they just roll their eyes at it, you know, because it's not good. And that is the last thing that we want to be. So the biggest challenge, I would say, is just having that quality and having the right content that people are going to look at no matter who they are, whether they're atheist, agnostic, whatever, they're going to look and go, oh, that's a cool show. I like this show. I want to watch this show. And then after they watch it, they go, you know, what did I just see? You know, that's interesting, you know? And like I said, we're not going to shy away from who we are and talking about Christ or talking about Jesus or whatever. If it's a drama series, if it's a talk show, you know, it's just part of who we are. But at the same time, like I said, people are just going to want to watch it because it's a good show and it's not going to make them feel uncomfortable or make them pull back, you know? And that's what's exciting to me is just having relevant quality shows, films people want to watch, and we don't compromise.
Yeah. And I think that The Chosen is kind of showing that there is a way to do it the right way without compromising and it's not that The Chosen is going to eat up all the funding that's available. It's starting to show that there's a market and more Christians are going to realize this is something I can support because it's going to be of quality, that we serve a God of excellence and we can have excellence and we start voting with our pocketbooks and it really starts to make a difference.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And what The Chosen did really well is they really made it for an audience, an unchurched audience. You know, they made it relevant to people. They made it real to people. And that's one thing that I think they really hit the mark with. And that's why it's so popular is because people are interested in seeing it in a different way, you know, that they've never heard before or they've never seen before. And I just think they did a really good job with that.
Absolutely. So the website again is www.pax-tv.com and follow on Facebook and Instagram at PAX Television. Nick, there are two segments that we do to end our interviews. The first one's called The Interrogation, where you throw out seven random questions that wouldn't have otherwise fit in the interview, but just kind of a way to get to know you on the way out. And then at the end, we'll ask you for your wise counsel for anybody that's out there that wants to use their gifts for God's glory. So the
let's do it.
What do you do for fun outside of work and outside of building PAX TV?
Well, when it's not 20 degrees outside, which it is right now, I'm a huge lake guy. I love going to the lake, being on the boat. In the wintertime, I do love snowboarding, winter sports and golf. And I'm a big golfer. I wish I was better, but I love golf. And I bring my clubs with me wherever I go.
Awesome. Question number two. What songs or artists are currently on your playlist?
Ooh, well, Bethel's a big one, obviously. Love Lauren Daigle, Pat Barrett, Chris Tomlin's a great one as well. Mm-hmm. Who else is on my playlist right now? Deborah Arnott, she's an unknown, but she's got some fantastic stuff. So check her out. I think she is on iTunes and Spotify, Deborah Arnott. That's my plug for her.
Awesome. Question number three, if you could go back, what is one thing that you would tell yourself on your first day of high school?
Oh, man, the first day of high school. Well, don't compromise. Listen to your – man, and that's the best thing I think anybody can teach their kid from the time that they're like 2 years old is that you need to listen to your conscience, because your conscience is the Holy Spirit speaking to you. And I think one thing – as we grow up, we harden ourselves to our conscience because we listen to the world, we listen to our friends, we listen to whatever, and we push that little voice down. But it's not just a feeling, it's not just a gut feeling. That's the Holy Spirit talking to you when you're a kid. So I think the most important thing you can tell anybody is listen to your conscience.
Absolutely, couldn't agree more. Question number four, either because or despite the pandemic, what's been the biggest blessing for you in 2020?
Honestly, I think time, because you can't do anything. You know, you can't go out and live your normal busy life, even though I have been crazy busy. But I think just having the time to be alone, be at home, reflect. And it's funny, going into 2020, I said, man, this is going to be a year of hindsight. This is going to be a year of perspective, right? And had no idea that the pandemic was going to hit. But that's really what it's been. It's been a time of reflection. It's been a time of taking inventory of my life and looking back of, okay, where I've been, where do I want to go? And funny enough, you know, having this conversation with John and a few other people, it really has allowed certain things to really be propelled forward, because we've been able to focus for 6 months, you know, on this one thing that we wouldn't probably have had the time to do had this not happened. So in the midst of, you know, the darkness and tragedy and everything that's happening, God really is using this time, I think, to get a lot of work done and to really launch some of his plans forward in people's lives, which is really cool.
I agree again. If, you know, being somebody from Minnesota, you know the idea of rocking a car out of the snowbank.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get stuck and you got to go backwards and you got to slow down before you can go forward and get out of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
2020 has been a big snowbank.
To say the least, yeah.
Question number five, favorite faith-based TV show or movie that you've seen?
Oh, man, that is a big question. That is a big one, big one, big one. I think I'd have to say the top one is I Still Believe, which, you know, it's new. So it just came out, and so it's recent, it's current. But, man, that movie got me. That movie really got me, and it was just so well done. You know, the acting was phenomenal. The directing, cinematography was incredible. And I honestly didn't know that about his life. I don't know if I'm like the only one who didn't know his testimony, but I didn't know the story. And so I'm watching it like not knowing what's going to happen. And it wrecked me, man. So I love that one.
Question number six. What's the last passage of scripture that spoke to you?
Last passage of scripture that spoke to me. Ooh, well, I think this is one that know, what's the term, you cut your teeth on? I mean, everybody knows this one, but, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He'll make your paths straight. And I think it's just, I've seen that so much in the last few months, you know, where he uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, you know, and you can look at a situation, you can look at something and you just go, in the world's eyes, I don't know, how is this going to work? You know, how is this ever going to happen? You know, and, but when you trust in the Lord with all of your heart and you don't lean on your own understanding, it's easy to say that verse, but to live that out, man, that's a big task, is to truly walk by faith, even when you don't understand what you're doing, why you're doing it, what God has down the road. But I'm seeing it. I'm seeing that happen in my life. I'm seeing that happen with PAX TV. And I love that. I love those moments in your life when you really are living out scriptures that you've heard 1,000 times, mm-hmm. but watching God reveal that scripture personally to you in your life by what he's doing, and you go, oh, I get it. that's what you mean. That's why I'm supposed to do this. I think that's a verse that everybody's heard, but it's so important, and God is good, and God's words are real, and you can trust him. And that's really what faith is. It's just trusting what God has already said. And that's what I'm seeing in my life.
All right. Now, question number 7, other than Pax Regnum, budget and time are no object. What story do you want to tell on Pax Television, and who would you want to work with?
Oh, man. What story? You know what story I have always wanted to do is the story of Bonhoeffer. Do you know Dietrich Bonhoeffer?
Oh, yeah.
Love to make a movie about him, about his life. What actor would I want to work with the most? I've always loved Mel Gibson. I know he's a crazy guy, and we, you know, he's had a crazy life, but as an actor, he's somebody I've always looked up to, and I would really love to work with him. And maybe it'll happen someday. We'll see.
Well, I see him peering over your right shoulder. Our audience won't see him, but Mel is right behind you. Now, raising the movie poster, I can't make out behind you off your left shoulder. Which one is that?
Yeah, so that's USS Sea Viper. Little tiny micro-budget film, and it was actually the first movie I ever worked on about, I don't know, what was it, 13 years ago now. So it was one of the greatest experiences I've ever had because, you know, I was brand new, never did a movie before. And we just had a blast. We had an absolute blast. It was, it's a World War II submarine movie. And we actually went to Mobile, Alabama. There's a naval museum there, and they had a World War II submarine there on blocks. And it was commissioned in 1941. It was the first sub commissioned in World War II. And we actually filmed on that sub for 3 weeks. So we were in the real thing, and it was just, it was so much fun. We had a blast. And we found out that the director's dad actually was on that submarine in 1942. He was in the Navy, and he had taken the submarine we were filming on to get from, I forget where, point A to point B. He just took it to get back home. And so he actually was on that when it was when it was operational. So it was cool.
Wow. That's really cool.
Yeah.
All right. So Nick, the final question we always ask is for anybody that's out there that, and you can speak to somebody that wants to get into television and movie production or just in general, what is your wise counsel for somebody that wants to use their gifts for God's glory?
Well, just do it. Don't let anything hold you back. If something's on your heart and God's told you something, write it down. And don't forget it, because the, you know, life happens. People can tell you, people can discourage you, but if God's put something on your heart and you have a call, I believe that he gives us the desires of our heart. And I believe that he puts them there on purpose. You know, he created each and every one of us with completely different talents, completely different giftings, different abilities, but he wants to use you for a specific purpose. And if you have a talent, if you have a vision, if you have a desire in your heart that you really want to do and you want to do it for the Lord, he's going to honor that. There's a scripture that I always think of, you know, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
Yeah.
I think if we're focused on God and we're focused on doing God's will, then he's going to open the right doors for us at the right time. And I can tell you right now, it's not going to be what we think it's going to be. It's not going to happen in our time. It's God's time. But when we can just put our head down, we serve God, we love God, you know, we seek his righteousness, we seek his kingdom, God's timing's perfect. And when the time's right, he'll open the right doors. From a creative standpoint, we live in a time now which is pretty ridiculous as far as technology. I mean, if as far as filmmaking, as far as media goes, anybody has a smartphone, anybody has an iPhone, you can make a movie on your phone now. I mean, it's really unbelievable what we have at our fingertips. So I would just encourage you to create. Just always be creating, always be writing, you know, shooting films, doing whatever you can to kind of hone in on your craft, hone in on your skills, learn, expand, grow, because you want to be prepared when God does open that door. So I would just encourage you to do as much as you can, as often as you can, working on your craft, whatever that might be. And as far as content, getting content out there, we are open as PAX TV. We want to be, that's one thing that's on our heart, is people who come involved with PAX TV at whatever level, we want them to be able to fulfill God's call on their life through us. So people that we have coming on board, you know, whether it be management, whether it be production, whether it be actors, we want them to be able to do what they feel like God has called them to do and outlet for that. And so, you know, if you've got Christian content, if you've got family-friendly content, you've got good stories, we're open to looking at it. We want to see it because we are now a platform for Christian producers, Christian filmmakers, Christian artists that maybe would not have gotten noticed otherwise. Maybe they don't have a platform. They want to make a show, they want to make a movie, but they don't have anywhere to put it. They don't have anywhere to take it. Well, PAX TV is available to them now. And so I would say that is a great opportunity for you to get your stuff out there and get your stuff seen.
Awesome. And we'll have all the links for the social media and the website in our show notes. I highly encourage you to stay following PAX TV. Get ready for the launch in 2021. And also keep looking out in 2022 for probably the biggest faith-based undertaking in history in creating a PAX Regnum, which I'm really excited to see what happens with that, especially coming in and almost like dovetailing with what The Chosen's already been doing. I think those two are going to work together and really make a huge difference.
Amen. Yeah, we believe it will. We believe it'll be a game changer in not only Christian media, but just in the world as a whole, as an evangelical tool. So we're very excited.
Nick Schroeder, the CEO of PAX TV, thank you so much for coming on the program. Wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. And it was awesome being here.
Are you looking for a speaker for your next event? A guest pastor to fill in and give your staff a break? A moving testimony to share the hope found in Christ alone? For this and more, our host Dave Ebert is now taking bookings to share his testimony, his love of laughter, and the joy of the Lord with your audience. For information, contact booking at giftsforglory.com. Booking at gifts, the number 4, glory.com. Booking at giftsforglory.com.